Data out this morning reveals that the number of babies born last year fell to a 32-year low.
It's a real concern among demographers and economists.
And the FAA updates a House panel about its investigation into Boeing.
It's important to remember, though, that the hearing is a hearing with the FAA. It is not a hearing with Boeing yet.
Plus, Facebook imposes restrictions on live streaming. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our main story this morning, the mystery of the declining birth rate, which hit its lowest level in 3 decades last year, here's what you missed. The U.S. ordered all its non-emergency staff to leave Iraq immediately. That's amid heightened tensions with Iran over recent attacks against oil tankers and facilities in the Persian Gulf region. Normal visa services will be temporarily suspended at both the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the U.S. Consulate in Erbil. That's according to a brief statement posted on the website of the U.S. Embassy in Iraq.
All those in favor say aye.
No,
any opposed? Motion passes. Committee amendment is tabled.
Mr. Chambliss. There was no motion. There was no motion.
There was a motion. He made a motion.
He didn't even make a motion, Mr. President.
That was the scene in Alabama's Senate last week after a measure to allow abortions in the case of rape or incest was stripped from a bill. Late yesterday, that bill was passed by a vote of 25-6 after lengthy debate and a filibuster from Democrats. It effectively bans abortion in the state, punishing doctors who perform the procedure with up to 99 years in prison, making it the strictest abortion law in the U.S. The bill is aimed at eventually reaching the Supreme Court. We report it's part of a growing effort by abortion opponents to try and challenge the legality of abortion more directly instead of pursuing incremental measures. And San Francisco did end up passing a measure late yesterday that bans the use of facial recognition technology by local authorities. That makes it the first city in the U.S. to do so. Here is Aaron Peskin, the San Francisco supervisor.
This is a technology that misidentified 28 members of the United States Congress, but really can be terribly misused by governments. So this legislation says we're going to have use policies over existing and future technologies, but we want to put the facial recognition technology, we want to put that genie back in the bottle.
And Claude Monet's 1890 painting of haystacks turning purple under a setting sun sold for $110.7 million last night. That's a record for the artist. Our reporter on the scene said the winning bidder was an unidentified blonde woman who had to raise her paddle aloft to be spotted from the second to last row of Sotheby's in New York. Her position near the back suggested that she wasn't a regular among the high-end art auction crowd. Who of us is? We write that the sale will likely inject a measure of energy into the market, which is being tested by a series of auctions this week. Now, our main story this morning. Where are all the babies? According to data released today, the U.S. birth rate fell to a 32-year low last year. There were 3.79 million babies born last year. That's a 2% decline from the previous year and the fourth yearly decline in a row. The question, of course, is why? Charlie Turner has been speaking to our reporter, Janet Adamy, about the data.
Janet, this statistic comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Isn't this a trend that has continued for a few years now?
It is. What we saw was the number of babies in the U.S. peaked in 2007. And of course, the recession that followed that had a very significant impact on fertility. When the economy is bad, Americans have fewer babies. But of course, we've been in an economic expansion for almost 10 years now. And the expectation was that as the economy improved, as the job market improved, as the stock market improved, as the housing market improved, people would sort of get back to normal life, and this would be one of the things that returned to its normal patterns. And it's been a real puzzle for demographers because instead of rebounding, the number of babies born in the U.S. and the fertility rates just keep going down.
Hasn't the general fertility rate fallen to a record low, or at least since records have been kept?
The two measures of fertility, the general fertility rate and the total fertility rate, are both at the lowest level on record, and those records date back to 1909.
Why is this happening?
When you unpack this a bit, where the decline is coming from is a bit of a, you know, there's some good news in this. There has been a dramatic drop in the number of teen births. Teen births fell 7% last year. They've been falling about 7 or 8% a year for the last decade. I mean, stunningly, they're down over 70% since their peak in 1991. And most people see that as a good thing. Those are unplanned births. The outcomes for babies are better when they're born outside of a woman's teenage years. But interestingly, we're also seeing a decline among women in their 20s having babies. And even for this past year, women in their early 30s saw a modest decline. So really, the only growth in births is coming from women 35 and older in the past year. And that's a real shift in America.
So they're waiting longer to have kids.
They're waiting longer to have kids, and there's something that happens when people wait longer to have kids, which is, you know, things can get in the way. Fertility is not as robust as women age, despite all the advances in medical treatments that have become available. And then there's also the fact that, you know, other unexpected things, a job loss, a financial setback can get in the way, or, you know, a plan to get married falls apart. So I think the consensus is that when women wait longer, the likelihood that they have the number of children that they wanted to have earlier in their life becomes less likely. Increased availability, particularly among younger women, is another factor in all this.
And also, isn't it significant that Hispanic women are having fewer children?
Hispanic women is also part of this. They are seeing declines in their fertility, and that comes from a couple of things. About two-thirds of Hispanics in the U.S. today are people who were born here. And as when you're born here, you are more likely to assimilate to typical American norms. Hispanic women from outside the U.S. have historically had more children, but for a second generation that grows up here, there is a greater likelihood that they'll want to have a smaller family, and that's some of what we're seeing. You're also over time, we've had this these various forces that have deterred immigration, and I think that's another piece of it too.
Janet, isn't a major takeaway from this that as retirees are presently leaving the workforce, down the road there will be fewer people to fill positions, you know, in the years and decades to come?
Well, that's the concern. So, you know, the so-called missing babies that are born, that were born in 2018 and in this previous decade, you know, the effect may not be seen right away. But yes, when we get to a point when you have this huge cohort of baby boomers moving into their retirement years, the concern is that you don't have enough workers to offset that balance. And it's a real concern among demographers and economists.
We've got a fascinating series of charts outlining all of the fertility data to go along with that article. To see them, you can head to WSJ.com. On to markets. U.S. stocks rebounded after the sharp sell-off on Monday, and Asian markets followed them higher today. Investors were calmed by comments by President Trump that seemed to suggest he was confident a trade deal could be reached later in June. That's good news for China, which this morning also reported disappointing economic data. So why did markets rise? From Hong Kong, here's our Asia Markets editor, Quentin Webb, with more.
It seems to be perhaps a case of bad news is good news, i.e. the theory is that when you have economic data that's this bad, the likelihood is that more stimulus will follow, and thus that will be good for stocks and for other assets. The report was kind of shocking in a way because some measures fell very steeply, worse than expectations. And so some things like retail sales only grew at a little bit more than 7%, which I think is the worst rate in more than 15 years. Some of that is just a kind of fuzzy data issue, but there is definitely also a kind of deeper signal within the data that things are not going so well, that the economic slowdown, which started to unfurl last year, is still going on despite various attempts by the government to kind of juice the Chinese economy. This data doesn't relate to the period after the latest tariffs were put in place, of course, but I think you do get a kind of decrease in business confidence when you have things like the looming threat of potential tariffs. I would say that this data set shows more some of the kind of longer term vulnerabilities in the Chinese economy. But of course, the weaker the Chinese economy is, the weaker the position the Chinese authorities might feel they're in as they try to come to some kind of arrangement with the US administration.
And now, the SCED. Here's what to look forward to later today. Federal Aviation Administration leaders are set to update a House panel today about their investigation into the 737 MAX plane. It's been grounded since April. Ahead of the hearing, we've published an analysis of how pilots fought the 737 MAX's flight control system before two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Our aerospace reporter Robert Wall has more about what we can expect from today's testimony.
I think one of the issues that's likely to come up is the revelation that the FAA's senior leaders were not involved in the process to approve some of the key safety features of the MAX that are now under scrutiny. And that's according to an internal FAA investigation. And it really raises the big question about, did the MAX get enough scrutiny? Has the FAA been too willing to let Boeing make its own critical safety assessments?
And Facebook said it will stop people who have recently posted terrorist propaganda from broadcasting live video. This is Facebook's most concrete response so far to pressure to dial back the feature after a gunman used it to broadcast his murder of 51 people at mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. In a blog post, Facebook said that it will impose a one-strike rule that will block people who have violated certain rules from live streaming video for a limited time. The announcement comes ahead of a summit in Paris today in which companies, including Facebook and Google, are set to join several countries, including France, New Zealand, the UK, and Jordan, in what is called the Christchurch Call. Finally, yesterday we asked you about San Francisco's facial recognition ban. Kenzie wrote in saying that she thought it was appropriate at this time. She added that based on other reports, the technology is not effective in accurately differentiating various facial features. That, she said, could lead to many more wrongful convictions based on racial profiling. Thanks for writing in. Today's question, it has to do with our main story about the historically low birth rate. We want to know, have you delayed having children or decided to forego them altogether? Let us know. Tweet us at WSJ Podcast or email us at whatsnews, all one word, at WSJ.com. That's What's News from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.